Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We got to get down to business with Jerry Jones joining us from New York, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
John, RJ, how are you guys doing?
We're okay. How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little somber.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're 2 days after the game and got a lot to think about.
So, Jerry, obviously not in the position you want to be in. Why do you think, just kind of looking back on the season or just recapping things, you guys have ended up at this point with a 1% chance at the playoffs?
Well, don't you agree? That's multifaceted. There's a lot of reasons. You've got a lot of games that you've got to analyze and a lot of play time. So would say this, that generally speaking, I have been very, very pleased with how the offense has played so far this year. And that played to expectations. We've certainly suffered when we lost continuity in that offensive line. We've benefited from some great play from receivers. We've had great tight end play, and we've had some excellent running back play. On the defense, we've been a hodgepodge of injury caused issues, having players that weren't at the top of their game or on their way in from recovering from injury. So, bottom line, I'd say that we've been pretty off balance because of the way our defense has presented and the issues regarding our defense, which I didn't expect.
Jerry, you mentioned the defense there. Last couple of games, you had some success early on getting to J.J. McCarthy and Jared Goff with a good pass rush, right? Getting them kind of off schedule. That disappeared as the game wore on. What explanation have you been given about why the pressure was being stopped?
Well, you know, you can see this pretty obviously if you look at your tape, look at your games, look at your film. You can see where your weaknesses in that particular game plan or the weakness in the scheme because of how your manned up, how your personnel is, but you can see those weaknesses, and I'd say that generally our secondary has, which would be, I would actually in this definition include our linebackers, I would think our secondary is has been, if you will, quite a challenge for us this year, both from continuity of knowing and executing as well as personnel. And that came about because of as much as anything, is injury and relying on, if you will, the system calls for good communication. It calls for a lot of repetition time And when you break down there, you can have some holes in it. And so we've been challenged from that standpoint right there. I've been a little surprised. It's good to have Overshown back, but I've been surprised that what we've been able to do with our linebackers. They're generally charged with calling the play, lining them up, quarterback on the defensive side. That area there has been a challenge for us that we've continued to struggle with.
Jerry, the offense moved the ball pretty well. Some of the drives, especially the second half, stalled out, settled for field goals. Do you think Shoddy is a little conservative when it comes to settling for field goals instead of going for it on fourth down and short and in plus territory?
Not necessarily. We thought if we could get that running game going Sunday, that would be give us a chance to sustain those drives. And you always want to sustain those drives. Early when we had opportunities, and we had opportunities all day long Sunday. And that's one thing to point out is not only Sunday, but against Detroit the week before. It wasn't that we didn't have opportunities to really have a different outcome in those games. But in both cases, I will say that Detroit, as well as what we were playing against Minnesota, we in the case of Minnesota, we let their quarterback have a big day on us. That wasn't the plan. Could have used more pressure without a question at different times. And the result was that we let him make some pretty significant plays out there. Plus, he played pretty well. But it seemed like we're always saying that about these quarterbacks, some of them that haven't played as well. But when they play us, they play better. I think that's telling, too. So, candidly, to just be very upfront about it, I think if we could have gotten this defense in better shape earlier, that we could be sitting here with the kind of wins that would have not had us in this tight spot.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, is whether you've talked a lot about the defense here already, is whether Matt Eberflus returns as your coordinator going to be determined by how the team finishes over these next 3 weeks?
Well, I think that should be a big criteria because these three games are vital to us. They're important to us. We don't play a game that's not important to us. It's vital to these players. They're a part of a team here that can get out here, and really, as long as you've got the opportunity to have some good things happen, you should take it, because I've seen it happen. But yes, how we play over these next few weeks will be a big criteria, because I think really we're at one of the peaks of our healthiness right now. And so if we can step out there, there's some question about our left tackle, but with Guyton, but if we can step out there and have three good games, then I think that all should go in the decision making.
Jerry, is part of the struggles on defense, you think, an issue of maybe some of the players just don't fit naturally with the scheme that Matt Eberflus runs?
No, it's more than an adage. The coaching is putting players that taking the things they do best and adapting your scheme to it. There's always that chicken and egg thing. Well, the players might have been better if you had more of a pressure attack. You want a bend, don't break team, those type of cliches. But no, I'm satisfied that the players we have fit what we're trying to do really well.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, we have Coach Schottenheimer on. He told us last Friday, and we heard and played what you said about Trayvon Diggs' health being the reason he's not out there. Shotty told us Friday he was pretty healthy. Diggs spoke after the game and said he was good to go. Where's the miscommunication?
There's no miscommunication. I've never seen a player that usually wasn't wanting out there earlier than he got out there. He felt like he could go. I say I've never seen it. No, I've seen a lot of players say they couldn't go. When you are rehabbing, when you're coming back, then it falls into that world where you go out and practice. And when you practice, you're asked to do things the way they're going to be presented to you in a game. And if because of your, I call it because of your health, you might, and your own personal way you play the game, and he's really, Diggs has a very unique way in my mind that he contributes to a team. And you've got to absolutely be at the top of your game because he will basically at times go away from the scheme to make a great play. And when he doesn't make it, you can have a bad, bad play. And so if you're not capable, and I've seen Deion Sanders, I've seen Diggs make plays that others can't make. But, boy, you've got to be very capable physically of making those plays. When he is practicing, he's not convincing the ones that make those decisions, he's not convincing them that he's ready to make those kinds of plays.
That's a good answer.
Jerry, do you guys feel at all like some of Trayvon's lingering injury issues are related to the fact that he rehabbed outside the facility this offseason?
Well, I've never been satisfied. We have a serious commitment in all of our agreements that says unless it was bargained out in the negotiation that you should be there under the supervision of our rehab, that's a must. And that's why that's in there, is so that we can be satisfied that you've taken those times during the off season when you have surgery or you have rehab, that you do it under the supervision and under the guidance and the, if you will, pushing of the intensity of our own supervision. When you don't have that, it's been my experience that the rehab is compromised.
Jared, do you feel like Trayvon, as a player and a sort of locker room presence, has been different or changed since you guys signed him to the extension?
Again, I don't want to go there. I think injury is the big issue.
Jerry Jones joined us here, 105, The Fan. All eyes this week were on George Pickens. His numbers game was not massive, didn't have a massive numbers game. Were you satisfied with the effort that he put out on the tape?
Well, let's put it like this. They did a good job of mitigating him, and it was effective. As far as his effort, I would have liked to seen him make a few of those outstanding catches that he makes, but I'd like to have seen Dak with more time to get him the ball. That was the main concern. That was the main reason that he probably wasn't more productive, is just the way we were schemed and the kind of pressure that Dak got.
Has anything changed in the last 2 weeks regarding your desire to bring him back next year in the future?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Future.
No.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, you know, with obviously some long odds facing you guys at making the postseason at this point, do you worry at all that you may have lost one of the healthiest seasons Dak Prescott has left?
Well, you know, we, when we extended Dak, we were well aware of his injury history. And that's one of the big angst from a managing of your resources. That's one of the big challenges, that you have to weigh downtime. You have to weigh injury time. I will tell you, there's nobody that gets himself in a better position to not wait to lose time than Dak. He's outstanding. His preparation, his work ethic. For him to do that and be at the quarterback position is rare. And so that's one of the big reasons that we have him as our quarterback. So you see the benefits of it when you have a season like we've had this year. But to his credit and Schottenheimer's credit, they've implemented an offense here that gives him better protection, in my mind. And he's been excellent at getting that ball out. And he's been excellent at just mixing it up in his reads that have not had him have some of the physical, if you will, action that he's had in his past career. What I'm trying to say is that I think the way we're playing the game, the way Shotty wants to run our offense, the way we want him to be a part of our future, gives us a better chance to have him on the field than we had in this, say, his first 5 or 6 years. So that's a long answer to a must that, boy, we lose a lot when we don't have a Dak out there, of course.
Jerry, if Philadelphia wins on Saturday, you guys are eliminated. If that happens, what is the plan for Dak and some of the other starters after you guys are officially eliminated in terms of playing them with nothing on the line?
Well, we will worry about that circumstance when the time comes, but win is very, very important in the NFL. And a win is important to me. And a win does a lot of positive things. I don't care when it happens. And we owe it to that mirror, and we owe it certainly to our fans that we want to walk out there and be competitive. We will not try for a draft position. We won't be looking at anything like that. We'll be out there playing football, and we'll bring them to play. So that's a long-winded way of saying we'll play football under whatever the circumstances are. If we were getting ready to go into the playoffs, which is the circumstances you're talking about, is being eliminated from the playoffs. If we were getting ready to go into the playoffs and in 3 weeks we were lining up for our first playoff game, you might give his status a lot of consideration, because you'd want him there healthy for the playoffs.
Jerry Jones joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, we know how much you want another Super Bowl. You've talked before about how the check you would write, if you could see it would just be embarrassing. But how far away does that fourth one feel for you right now?
Well, I'm not in any way. I love the bones of our team. I love the fundamentals in our team right now. And we've got some outstanding players, and we're in good shape with how we've structured our salary cap. And I really like the idea that we've got some extra picks I like what we've done throughout this year and putting some cornerstones in place that will help us as we go forward. So when I look at our future, our future looks very bright. And again, I think we've got key players at key positions. We've got some great draft picks ahead of us, and we've got some salary cap room to pay it. That's the reason we've made some of our decisions we've made. Don't pay any attention to, I read where we don't have much cap room. Well, I think everybody understands that the real test of your cap room is how you manage and put dollars and spread dollars out. We've got more spread out room than we would have had or we've had in the past.
And, Jerry, you have a lot of those options because of the big Micah deal. Awful injury for him. Do you have any reaction to Micah being hurt for the year and just kind of looking back on how that trade worked out for you guys?
Well, I'm sad for Micah that's quite a challenge. I wish him the very best on his recovery. And hopefully I'll never forget, I always use this. Michael Irvin said when he had his big surgery during his, I think, second year with the Cowboys, he said he realized what football really did mean to him. And he said the surgery really launched him into the best parts of his career because he got to feel what it might be like not to play again. And so there's a lot of things that ways you can catch this thing, but Mike, I wish you the very best.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ every Tuesday, 105 through the fan. We will finish with this. You are in New York City to receive a tremendous honor being inducted tonight into the National Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Congratulations. And Jerry, just speak on that honor for us.
Well, rewarded because I don't think there's ever been an owner of a sports team involved in the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And so really is a daunting crew that you join when you look at the great names of broadcasting as it relates to sport. So it's quite an honor, and I'll be seeing a lot of really old friends and people that have really been a part of the really obvious evolving of what sports broadcasting has become. And to the end I did, I'm glad to have played a part in it.
Jerry, you've always been a visionary with a bunch of different things, including broadcasting and TV deals and networks, and you obviously understand entertainment. The Cowboys are number one no matter what. What did you understand, or what do you understand about broadcasting, sports broadcasting, that maybe a lot of other people didn't see?
Well, I don't want to go as far as to say other people didn't see it.
Yeah.
But I've always had the highest appreciation for the value of something very unique. Directors and producers, as we know them, can't script live sports.
Yeah.
It is an impromptu happening, and it catches a situation with all of the preparation that goes into the game. And the ones that have done a great job, and they have, is they've literally taken a play that can last for just seconds, and they can memorialize it and so that it's a part of history forevermore. Now, that's broadcasting. And I'll never forget, I was involved in television before I became involved with the Cowboys, and I sold my interest in the station because I was trying to get the money together to buy the Cowboys. And I Love Lucy, the second reruns of I Love Lucy, the great comedy, came through, and it was unbelievably expensive. And you couldn't imagine paying that much money because there's no way to make any money. So I visited with a competitor, and he said, Jerry, he said, the drunks make all the money in TV. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, "I Love Lucy" comes in, you pay it, it immediately raises the cachet of our station to have "I Love Lucy." And number two, when they buy "I Love Lucy," they also have to buy some things at 11 o'clock at night. We make them, if they want to get in on "I Love Lucy." And so he said that's called a lost leader. And he said, and plus, once they get on your dial, they respect your dial more with that kind of programming. So when I got in the NFL, I told everybody, I said, we need to become the "I Love Lucy" of not just sports, but of broadcasting. And so it's been a goal to become what is known as a lost leader. But, you know, I just couldn't have ever imagined the power of eyeballs, and that has evolved as time has gone along. But every time I've seen it happen and seen it work and saw these huge audiences out there, then you knew that you could help someone sell their product or service by having that much more interest by putting it along a broadcast of an NFL football game. So it's evolved. I'd like to say that I saw all of this coming, but I've been a part of it as it's evolved.
Well said. Congratulations, and thanks for answering all the tough questions this morning. Thank you, Jerry.
You bet, guys. Have a good day.
Jerry Jones brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Bobby's making faces. That means we react to what Jerry just said and what it really means after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.